winter and save you up to 70% off department store prices. Wear now. Save now. Burlington. Style for everyone.
I want to thank Herb. Herb, if you're listening, Herb is very gracious every year about bringing Kamish bread, not to be confused with a knish. A knish is kind of like a hamburger. It's meat inside of a dough, and this is Kamish with an M, Kamish bread. It's kind of like a, I lose it every time I try to think of it.
Biscotti.
Like biscotti. Yeah, it's a lot like biscotti. So, Herb, thank you. Yours is as good as any commission bread I've ever had. And I really appreciate that you brought it on yet another day when I had decided I was going to stop eating stuff like that. But I can't hurt Herb's feelings.
No. After you had
that,
the
that hurts people's feelings.
After
you
ate the entire cherry pie.
From Smokehouse Market.
And then we found out.
That I ate half a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was for off the air. That was for off the air.
Oh.
Way to go.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, way to go. Thanks a lot.
Well, you blurted it out. I just...
With Ready Whip. The only topping, because Cool Whip is no fun. You spoon it out. Ready Whip, fun. Yeah. A lot of fun. And kids love Ready Whip, too. So here's the deal. Jose's not here today, so it's all yours. The phone bank belongs to you. Is there something... you have an incredible story from Christmas that you want to share. You have questions. You have problems. Forget the electronic stuff. Can't help you probably, but maybe. You never know. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS.
Peon's pretty smart about the electronic stuff.
He's pretty smart.
I might be able to help a little bit. A
couple of just quick things about visiting my mother-in-law at Missouri Baptist, who tripped on Christmas Eve and is going to be in rehab for weeks. You been in the hospital recently?
Well, yes.
Angela, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was maternity. That's a little
right,
different.
Not in a room.
They come in and take your order for lunch and dinner. What would you like? Here are the like a restaurant.
Really? Oh, Angela had room service, essentially. Yeah, it was the same thing where she got to pick breakfast and lunch
that
day.
And then they bring it to you.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute, this is great. When I remember hospitals from years ago, it was...
set menu, and they'd bring...
And it's always broth. It's broth and some really bad mashed potatoes that look like they kept them in somebody's shoe. They smell like that. And Jell-O, exactly. Jell-O and broth and peas or something. It was horrible. This was unbelievable. I'm standing there when the guy came in and said, I'm here to take your lunch order. And I thought, what? Lunch order? Yeah, that's... And then here's another thing I'd like to say. Let's do whatever we have to do to fight for the elimination of semi-private rooms. Now, she was not in a semi-private room. But as I walked down the halls of the hospital, I saw a couple and I thought, if a doctor said to me, well, you can go into the hospital and get treated and have a very good chance of living, but you're going to be in a semi-private room for a couple of weeks. I'd say, what's the other option? They'd say death. I said, I'll take that.
Now, what does that mean? Is that where the sheet is pulled?
There's a sheet, a curtain, ridiculous, worthless curtain that all it does is keep the other person from seeing your wiener and your boys when they move you because that robe always flies open.
Remember,
other than that, it's worthless because you hear every gas passing incident of the other person. You hear the coughing and you hear the dripping of their catheter juice into their bag. And then there's... one TV,
and
somebody's got to decide who is going to watch what. It's horrible.
I was very lucky when I had my appendix out that I was in a room by myself because it was bad enough just having the room across the hall where I could hear somebody go, at 3 a.m.
I'd like to state publicly that I am your worst, you hospital people, I am your worst nightmare. You better hope that you don't get me as a patient because I'm a horrible, horrible patient, and I'm a horrible person that's putting someone else in the hospital, whatever you'd call that person, because I'm not putting up with stuff I don't put up with. Let me give you a quick example. My father-in-law died in the hospital. He had prostate cancer, and he died. And when he was at some point admitted, when he was still lucid, and, you know, he was able to know what was going on, he was in a semi-private room. And I went out to the nurse's station, and I said, we can't have him in a semi-private room. And she said, we can't have him in a private room. We don't have him. And I said, yes, you do. And you know you do. And I said, this is unacceptable. And she says, well, insurance. I said, forget insurance. I don't care about that. This is not about whether or not you'll get paid. Get him in a private room. And she says, well, they're just on. I said, let me ask you a question. If the president of the United States was brought in here right now, would you find a private room for him? She said, well, yeah. I said, get that room. That room that's right now waiting for him, get it. And you know what? They moved him to a private room within an hour because they could tell I was probably the guy who was going to blow and start breaking windows. Because if somebody in my family is in the hospital, I want the very best. My son had heart surgery when he was six, open heart surgery. Children's Hospital, which was a tremendous place, except for one nurse, and she walked in, and I had my hand on his hand. I was holding his hand, and she came over and slapped my hand and said, get your hand off him. I can't take she wanted to get a needle in or check his pulse. She said, get your hand away. I can't. And, man, I looked at her, and I said, get out of this room. I said, don't you ever come back in here. I said, I'm going to take a good look at you right now, and if I see you in this room again, I'm going to go ballistic. Get out and never come back. And the doctor walked in just at that time, and I told him what happened. He said, you'll never see her again. And I never did. There's certain things you don't have to put up with. You don't. And I think a lot of people are scared of doctors. They're scared of Nurse Ratchet because they come in with an attitude that's intimidating. Don't put up with that BS. You don't have to. Now, you don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be unreasonable. And I've never been unreasonable. But I'm not going to buy that sometimes things have to be a certain way because they really don't. And you also need to, at the time it's happening, call them out when they're rude. When a doctor comes in and goes, you in pain? You should say, oh, I'm feeling fine. Thanks for asking, Dr. Douchebag.
Is that his name?
You have to make them aware of the fact that they are cold and rude and showing no compassion. You have to. If nobody ever tells them, how will they ever know? But then you got plenty of those others that are, boy, above and beyond. They go out of their way to make sure you're comfortable and that you're getting everything you can get, and that the family knows that. And there are more of them, thank goodness, than of the others. Let me take a... Dan, you were going to ask me something. I know you got to answer the phones. He's answering the phones. And you have to give Dan a name, by the way, if you call. Sometimes people, I don't want to give a name. Yeah, we need a... Make up a name if you want to. We don't care. Talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I had a piece of information that you might want. I know that you were talking about your dad and some of his World War II experiences, and there is a way that you can find out information on some of his friends or buddies that he was actually in the military with.
And he has done that.
Oh, has he?
Right, he's actually reconnected. He took one of those honor flights, and he also has managed by mail and even phone calls to reconnect with some of those guys. Because thanks to the internet, which he doesn't use because he doesn't have a computer, but my brother lives 2 miles from him. And thanks to the great internet, and my goodness, it has made it possible to do so much that you never would have been able to do before in locating these people. He's actually connected with guys he hasn't spoken with for 50 years.
Yeah, my father-in-law... we were trying to find information on him. We had things like his service number, Social Security number, and we didn't know a lot about his particular military unit. But up on 270 North, there actually is a records and archival administration building, and they have researchers, and you can actually call up there, set up an appointment with one of their researchers, and they'll actually pull all the information they can find in the military records on a particular service member or whatever.
Wow.
So we had an issue because a lot of the records for World War II in some of the branches, mostly the Army, were burned in a fire back in the 70s.
On Page. So they,
go ahead.
On Page, I believe. Wasn't it on Page?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've moved that all the archives and everything from Page up there in the north on 270. And you can still request information, and they'll actually go out to places like Kansas City or Washington, D.C. If you have enough details on your relative or service member, they can actually pull up the information. You can make an appointment with one of the researchers, and you can physically go up there and go through information. So in the case of my father-in-law, his records were lost, but we finally found out what unit he was in, and the researcher said, we can get you information on the day reports for that military unit while he was over in the Philippines.
Wow.
So they pulled that information, and we were actually able to go through the day reports and found out one day he was on sick call, but that was the only information we found. But it was still very interesting.
Yeah, and my dad gave me the ship he was on. He gave me the name of the ship. Get this. I was at his house in San Diego. I took an iPad just on a cellular signal, and I just started Googling and searching that ship. I eventually showed him a picture of the ship he was on that he hadn't seen for, what, 50-something years? almost 60 years. In fact, it was more than 60 years. And then I kept digging and found a list of the people on board the ship the very year or two he was on it. And it just stunned him. I mean, it was, and I'd never seen, he was trying to tell me what kind of ship it was, and it was an LS something something. They went out and blew up mines in the water or something. I still don't, but it was, you're right. It is possible if you want to take the time to go and do that stuff. But the for people who want to know, what's the name of the building or how they get in touch with this place you're talking about, North County?
The National Archives and Registers Administration Building. It's up on North 270 right off of Lindbergh. And I can't remember, but if you look up on, if you Google it on NARA, and in St. Louis, it'll actually have the phone number there.
Okay, NARA, that's easy. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Mike. Happy New Year. Almost said Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. And by the way, is that okay with everybody? Happy New Year? Is there any religious group that's going to say, well, in my religion, I think we're okay with
that.
I think that's a universally an okay thing to do. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
What's,
I'll go ahead and say Happy New Year to you, just to show you I don't have a problem with it.
No problem at all. Same to you. What's going on?
Well, you know, you're talking about semi-private rooms. I work at the VA on Grand, and we've still got 4 and 5 bedrooms, big ward.
And these are for veterans?
Yes.
Every veteran should have a private room.
Oh, I agree. You know, I mean, and some of the semi-private rooms could be private rooms because they're so small. I mean, and you can't really... I mean, you're practically on top of one another, but those big 5-bed wards are just—they're unbelievable. That's usually where they put all the ones that are kind of out of it anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? I changed my mind. I make an exception. I'll tell you why. Sometimes veterans from the same who served in the same place at the same time. The best medicine is to put the I would see putting a couple of guys in the same room because they could share stories. They had the same experiences. I think that would be the one place where on. In certain situations, a semi-private room would actually be better for them.
I tell you, you put these guys together, it's like they've known each other all their lives. You know, they just met. I love my job there. It's very nice.
Well, good for you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Frank. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, John. See, I couldn't do what he does. I told you, I went to the VA one time, tried to tell jokes. I could never do it again. I know that sounds horrible, but it's hard to tell a joke when you're about to cry because you're looking at a guy on his back, and a guy with no legs, and a guy who you don't even know if he knows where he is, and you're telling jokes.
It drains you emotionally.
I mean, I walked out of there, and I just started crying. I told the guy that went with me at the time who was on the show with me, I said, I can never do this again. That sounds terrible, but I can't. I couldn't do it. It was just strange. It was difficult. That's why when I think they said Bob Hope only broke down one time. Wish I could remember the story. He only broke down one time. And he would, before he walked into the room, the hospital room, he knew what he was going to see. Arms missing, legs missing, you know. He just made himself have a smile and attitude and tell some jokes, but there was one where he had to step away. And I wish I could remember that story, but it's just a different, it's just like, it's a different kind of person that can work hospice. My goodness, everybody you're working with is going to die sometimes in front of you. Not everybody can do that stuff. Those are special people. They are. And I know I'm not one of those people. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, and what can we do for you?
And to you too. A couple of things. One, the guy's a little bit off on where that government building is. It's between 367 and Bell Fountain Road on the north side of 270.
Okay.
And I know that because I used to take a lot of equipment out there.
All right. Well, thank you.
Two, I've been in the hospital 7 times. I've only run into one bad nurse, and that was at St. Joe's West out of Lake St. Louis.
Well, it's hard to find a bad nurse, I think.
Well, at the same time, I will tell you that I lived with one for the last 40 years.
A bad one?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. A nurse.
Well, okay, you didn't make that very clear.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I said it's hard to find a bad nurse. He goes, well, I lived with one for the past 40 years.
She might be listening.
Well,
but the point I wanted to make was the worst patients she deals with, the most complainers and the most troublesome are the ones from Medicaid.
Okay.
They are the people that are there free are the most demanding.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? The ones who should be the most grateful and thankful.
No, just the opposite.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that.
And we ride home together, and I can tell you there's a lot of nights I can hear her teeth grinding from the demands that get made from people. That there was one patient that went between the hospital in Springfield to Columbia to her hospital, back to another hospital in St. Louis, and then back to her hospital because she was unhappy with the care between 5 hospitals and wasn't paying a nickel.
Yeah, wow. There's something wrong there. I appreciate the story. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay. Yeah, that again, see, different kind of person that can work with people like that. Who's next? I think it's Pete. Hello, Pete. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Frank?
I'm good. What's going on, Pete?
Happy Christmas.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay. That's close.
And I'm aiming to PM.
That's good. All right. Hallelujah. What can we do for you, Pete?
I don't mean to bother you.
You're not bothering me. I have nothing to do. I'm just sitting here.
I'm sorry?
I have nothing to do. I'm just sitting here waiting for people like you to call. You're not bothering me.
No, I was listening to you talk about the hospital experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a hospital from the 15th to the 30th of April. I had MRSA staph.
Is that a disease? What is that?
Infection.
Staph infection.
Okay.
Wow. It's the worst, I think.
Okay.
Never been through a hospital in my life. But you were talking about the food.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, they would give me food and had the tin lid on top of the food to keep it hot.
Right.
Well, I couldn't even lift a fork.
Yeah.
So I had a friend come in and, you know, twice a day looking after me, Don, and he said, what's this? Oh, it's a feeding tube. What? Well, he's not eating. Well, Don said, well, he can't lift a fork because I was so drugged up so much, you know.
Yeah.
They took it out, and I started eating. Hmm. And I was able to come home 15 days later. Okay. I don't remember the first 10 days.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is
crazy. I know you're talking about the food, you know, the quality of the food was okay.
Okay.
As long as you can eat it, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I'm not going to keep you up longer. I know you got
keep
many
me up.
More
you
callers,
feel like you sound like, you sound like I'm going to bed or something. You're not going to keep me up longer. I'm up. I'm up for a few hours now, several hours. I appreciate your call, and I hope you're well now, and happy New Year.
Well, I've been listening to you every day, though.
Well, that's why you're well.
Yeah.
You remember I called you before?
No.
And no. No, I called you.
No, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm saying I don't remember it.
Well, I know you get a lot of callers. You can't possibly remember all the callers.
That's true.
But I lost half my family in 4 years, and I was able to survive by listening to you and your fine cast of characters.
Well, that is very nice.
Dan Strauss, Ian.
That's it right now. Mm-hmm. For now, that's it. That's the whole cast. But thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them Merry Christmas.
Well, hang on. Merry Christmas, Peon, and Merry Christmas, Dan.
I just told them. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks,
Merry
Pete.
Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Frank.
All right, thank you, Pete. And,
for your service.
Well, hey, you know what? I don't do a service. I get paid to do this, and I'm so glad that you it helped you pull through whatever. That means a lot, and thank you. And Happy New Year again, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Pete. Pete had a rough time, I think.
Yeah, he did.
He lost his family.
He said he was also nervous before he went on the air.
Sounded very nervous.
Jake, before we go to John, Jake just had something to say to Peon, actually.
Oh, all right.
Well, this is not Peon's show.
I know it's not.
It could be one day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about leaving you this show in my will. Did I tell you that?
No.
I'm thinking about it. My kids don't
Take
want
my
it.
Show, please.
My kids have heard it. They don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to leave it to you. Jake, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you, gang?
Let me tell you,
Jake.
How are we okay? Yeah, we're good. What's up?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
15 years.
Whoa, 15 years. Thank you.
Well, I called in because the same day that Peon, little Peon Jr. was born, my niece was born.
Now we know his name is Archie.
You had a niece born?
Call him Archie, I guess. Yeah. But, so I had texted my brother that day because his daughter was born. And I said, she has the same birthday as Peon Jr. And we just joked about it. Well, at Christmas dinner, we got to talking. I was talking with his fiance and was telling the story about how Angela, 6 hours after giving birth, had helped out another woman in the birthing center.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit more and figured out that they were my brother and his fiance were the only people besides somebody that had a boy in the birthing center at Mercy that day. And I said, was the woman that helped you, was her name Angela? And Jackie said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about that?
We got to talking a little bit more and was laughing about it. And she goes, they talked about that on the air? And I said, yeah, they talked about it on the air, about how she helped you out.
Well, there's something here that's just meant to be. What's the girl's name? The little girl.
The mother's name is Jackie.
No, the little girl, the baby.
Josie.
I believe Josie and Archie need to get married.
One day.
That's what I told him, too.
It's meant to be.
It is. It's almost
meant to be. Archie's mom helped Josie come into the world. Peon, your daughter-in-law's name is Josie.
Well, that would be great.
It's all set up. That really is a great story.
Yeah. Very
cool. It was just such a coincidence because we had no idea. It just came up in small talk.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good one.
She really said Angela helped her out a lot, and it was just a crazy story because both of us listened to you.
Now, here's what's crazy.
Time.
Here's what's crazy. A woman has a baby, Angela, and 6 hours later, she's up out of bed and coaching another woman. That's like a super Wonder Woman or something.
She was.
I couldn't walk for a month if I had a baby. Jake, we got to run. Thank you for the call, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys. Congratulations, Peon.
Oh, thank you, Jake. You too,
right.
For your new niece.
How about that?
That's
your
very cool.
Your wife helped his niece deliver her baby.
That was great.
Wonder Woman.
And
now,
amazing.
Let's go to a man who's married to another Wonder Woman, mother of 4 boys, and still looks like a teenager.
You Mimi better believe Landolf. It, doesn't she?
She sure man. Does. John, how are you?
I'm great. I am absolutely fantastic. And getting to listen to about 20 minutes of the show just now was great, too, I got to tell you. I mean, you know, not that I'm busy here at all, but that was beautiful stuff.
Yeah, well,
I love it. These people love you, Frank.
Well, they're all plants and staged.
And Dan, I mean, these people love you guys.
Yeah, well,
it is.
It's a love fest.
Beautiful. I mean, love's a good thing, Frank.
How was Christmas?
Don't you think love's a good thing, Frank?
Yes, I do. Love. Michael Bolton said it best. Love is a wonderful thing.
Love makes the world go round.
That's another. That was another good one. Yeah.
We should start singing that. Go ahead.
And then what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Yeah.
You got a good voice, buddy.
Well,
Christmas was fantastic. Thank you. And how was yours?
It was great.
Yeah. What about that weather?
Hey, I'll take it. I will take it. I heard a couple of people. I wish we'd had a white cream. Shut up.
Sorry to say, anybody that says I love snow, next time we get a storm, come over here.
And
we'll
shovel.
Pay you. Yeah. Come push snow off of cars. Come move the cars while it's freezing cold. And then the snow plows and the tractors are hauling it away. And then you got to park everything back. You know, who knows how many keys? We just try not to lose more than about 10 keys on, 800, 900, 1,000 vehicles. No, I hate snow.
What about this? What about all the kids who got to actually go outside? My little grandson got a little electric car. You could actually go out. The weather was so nice. All the kids who got bicycles and stuff, scooters.
Got to
you
use
could
them.
Go out and try them out.
Yeah.
And if there had been 2 feet of snow on the ground, you couldn't have done that. The kids just have to stare at them going, I hope someday soon I can get outside. It was great outside.
You know, it was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Mimi goes, let's go for a long walk. I'm like, okay. So we go, boys. Mom and I were going for a walk because all the boys were at the house. We're like, enjoy yourself. We're like, whoa, nobody wants to come with us? We're like, no. Down playing video games, playing with whatever they got and just rearranging.
What kid would want to go for a walk on Christmas after they got their presents and stuff? They're not going to want to go for a walk.
Well, we did. About an hour.
Yeah, that's so romantic. Hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful romantic story.
It is a romantic story. And I'll tell you what, you should see this picture of Mimi and my son Sam and then myself after we finished running 13.1 miles in Las Vegas back in November. And that we all got this big smile on our faces because we survived. You survived 13 miles. You're wondering about 30 minutes into it, why am I doing this? But it's so much fun.
That runner's high,
they call
it. Sure
sounds like fun. That sure sounds like fun.
Boy, we got to get you out running.
Just hearing you talking about it.
I bet Mimi could get you out running.
Oh, she could. All she'd have to say was, if you catch me, you can have me.
That's not nice.
Yes, it is nice.
Guess what? You know what? She and I both know that she's safe and I'm safe because you and me will catch her. She's fast.
And that does not hurt my feelings. I can't move, and I know it.
I've seen you move pretty quickly. You move really well.
Yeah, that's when I have to go to the bathroom. That's called enlarged prostate. That's what that is.
I'm sure glad we're talking about your prostate during my radio spot. My great weekend. Thank you so much. It could be probably a record weekend in December for depending on the Chevrolet.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Record weekend.
I only have, there were so many AM and the PM, and I'll have more for us, Wednesday, I guess when we talk next, because we have so many, like 52 deliveries, Friday and Saturday. Now,
wow.
Remember, Friday was gorgeous, 62, and just a beautiful day, just like Christmas Eve and Christmas, but and even in the rain, because it rained almost the entire day Saturday, didn't it? A very busy day. People know this is the. If you've been saying, I'm gonna wait till the end of the year for all the deals. Well, yeah, they're here, and you've got until Friday night. Obviously, we're gonna be here till about 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and all day, of course, tomorrow, and all night tonight. And there's some great, great, great deals. We had about 100 vehicles that you could get 20% of the MSRP as the rebate. So that's on some Impalas, that's over $6,000, like $6,500. So it's pretty simple. $30,000 MSRP, the rebate at 20% is $6,000. Okay, double cab trucks. Still, we've got quite a few of those left, 20%, and those things sticker for 38 and 35, so figure it out. Unbelievable time to get a great deal on a Chevy Sonic, Chevy Cruze, Camaro, Impala, or the Silverado double cab, best pickup truck in the world, Silverado double cap. So, also some great, great deals on used cars. So, hey, listen, I don't want to go into all that. I will have more names of, but Bradley Whelan and Ellen Whelan from Troy, Illinois, came in because they are AM&the, big AM&the PM folks from Troy, Illinois, and bought a new 2015 Equinox. So, Bradley and Ellen, and he probably goes by Brad. Brad and Ellen, thank you very, very much.
You want to know about dealing? Ask Brad and Ellen Whelan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I just made that up.
Yeah. It's W-E-L-L-E-N, so it could be Wellen.
I think that is Wellen.
Wellen.
Stop your yelling. Listen to the Wellens.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I don't know if people realize just what a genius that we get to listen
to. Well, they do now.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I just, see, I'm used to it. I mean, I get around you a lot, and I'm lucky. Yeah. I got to, you know, after we're together as couples for a few hours, Mimi and I just look at each other and say how lucky we are. Yeah. To have you and your wife.
And you know, it's funny because we say the same thing. I go, how lucky they are to have us as friends. You got another AM and the PM name?
I don't. I just, we have way too many. I'll get
folks,
many, many more.
If you're AM and the PM and you bought a vehicle, don't get mad. He will get to your names. And if he doesn't, call him and go, hey, I want to be mentioned. We'll mention you. We will.
I have to tell you this story, though. A guy, he does listen, but he also saw my TV commercial. Oh, and he said, my TV commercial. He goes, I look really good.
They say that?
Hmm. He says that. And Kitty Harrison, she's a testament because she went and brought Fred up to my office, and he told me, he said his exact first words were, I got to tell you, you look better in person than you even do on TV.
All right, now let me ask you, is this a guy who had already purchased a vehicle or was in the process of purchasing?
No. This guy lives in Clayton,
yeah.
And he has bought vehicles from two other Chevrolet dealerships. Uh-huh. He buys a vehicle, new vehicle, every 2 years. And one dealership out in West County, up in Baldwin, they basically told him to get out of there. So another place in Creve Coeur, they couldn't keep him happy, but he loved the experience. And
when he said that to you, you look better in person. Had he already finished the deal?
He was getting a good deal.
No, he answered it.
They were still negotiating.
We're sitting in my office, and Randy Gunther, a salesman who we've been friends through hockey for about 30 years, and Randy's just, the greatest guys and a great salesman. And, this Fred, he said, by the way, he goes, Johnny, I'm guessing your age, late 30s, early 40s. I said, what was that, Fred?
John.
And Randy knows how old I am. You know, I'm 56. Randy just turned, I think, 59. And so he's like, yeah, you're late 30s, early 40s. I'm like, no, Fred, I'm 56. He goes, no way.
Yeah, John, these are people who want a deal.
Okay. He was looking sincere.
Okay.
He's a great man.
Okay.
And we're making sure that he's listening. Now he's going to be becoming really big into AM and the PM, and he's just a great, great guy. And obviously, got some insight. He can really know how to work me real well. But he got a great deal and traded in a Chevy Cruze with low miles, a 12 LT. So a lot of great trade-ins coming in. It's just a great time of year to get a great deal here. And again, personal property tax, if you think, I'm going to wait for the first of the year. Well, guess what? Friday is the first of the year. January 2nd, we can date all the paperwork and take care of everything. And you can drive off today, tomorrow, in that vehicle. Don't wait until Friday because it will be a zoo around here, but we love it. And we are prepared to be overwhelmed. But thanks to you and Dan and Ian, we get some of the best people in the area. If they can pick up the signal, I hope they come and see us.
They will. Oh, they will. They feel guilty if they don't. We will send them to you. What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at londoff.com. Dan Strauss, can you sing the jingle?
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. By the low overhead.
That's enough. All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk tomorrow to John Londo. Quick break. We're back. Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to see if there's lots and lots of Chevys out there on the roadways. Here's Tim Weiland to check traffic.
There are, and hopefully none of them are in the crashes I'm about to tell you. We've got westbound 30 at Northwest Boulevard. Have an accident there. They also have the ramp. Looks like the on-ramp is closed from westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You just have a little bit of crowded traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Southbound 270, it's just off the pace a little bit. between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping. And I had to keep asking people, what? What'd you say? It was awful. Until I discovered Ring Away.
Ring Away is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ring Away is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ring Away is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ring Away for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at callierandthompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide American-made hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot. It's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch-It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch-It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch-It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch-It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch-It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
It may be cold outside, but the weather will be perfect inside America's Center this weekend at the St. Louis Motorcycle Show. See hundreds of new motorcycles from every major manufacturer, along with great deals on motor clothes and accessories, custom shops, and so much more. Plus, see Trails Rider performances by six-time national champion Pat Smaggi. Buy one, get one free coupons at participating retailers. Go to stlmotorcycleshow.com for details. Brought to you in part by the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonair and Southern Armory. The St. Louis Motorcycle Show, this weekend, inside America's Center.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the WAVE Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Save big on thousands of new markdowns right now at Burlington. Save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington style for everyone.
Never start the music when I just took a bite of commish bread. Okay? Never.
Hang on.
Okay. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clavlin segment, starring Bill Clavlin along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. And it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Clavlin.
Hey, Bill.
Hello.
How are you, Bill?
Good. Yeah, I was actually starting, I'm on hold here, and I'm starting to feel a little guilty about calling you Fatso a couple of days last week. And, and then you do that.
I deserve it. I deserve it. I'm a loser. I'm a pathetic loser.
Yeah. It hasn't helped yet, so keep on it, Bill.
Yeah, it's not working yet, so keep it going.
Goodness gracious. You know, over the holidays, I mentioned that to my dad. I said, Frank has got us all calling him Fatso on the air, and he didn't think that was very nice either. But he also said to me, he said he's never met you before, and he'd like to meet Frank O'Pinion. That's what he said. All these years, he's never met you.
I don't want to meet him.
Oh, no, you should meet Rick. He's funny.
So Frank didn't want to meet you. He's a jerk, and he doesn't like to meet anybody. No, I'll meet your dad anytime he wants.
Rick's the funny Clevelin. You should meet Rick.
Here's the problem, Bill. I meet him, I'll never want to talk to you again, and he'll have his own segment.
Yeah.
Well, we could probably arrange that.
Okay. No, I'll meet him whenever he wants. I'd love to meet him.
All right. Maybe next week we'll bring him up.
Nah, I'm busy.
Well, according to a new report in Nigeria. What'd you say?
I'm busy next week.
Oh, you're busy next week. No. Sorry, I missed that.
No.
Nigeria owes New York City over $500,000 in unpaid parking tickets for some of its foreign diplomats. Nigeria said they'll pay the fines right away if we send them our bank account number, our PIN number, and our mother's maiden name.
Oh, yeah.
Get right to it. Yeah, they're good at that, Nigerians. Maybe you ought to give Rick this segment. That'd be good.
Come on, you're too hard on yourself. Keep it going. You'll bring it back.
You're back to eating, aren't you? You're eating something again.
I am eating a Kish bread.
And
stop making me talk so I keep eating. Go ahead.
150 people were involved in a fight in the food court of the Opry Mills Mall in Nashville, Tennessee last night.
Whoa.
A similar thing happened at a food court in Chicago Mall as well. The same thing was scheduled to happen over at Crestwood Plaza, but nobody could find the food court.
Frank,
I didn't get that joke.
It's closed.
Oh, yeah.
There's no Crestwood Mall anymore.
Yeah.
Mall,
I didn't get that.
It's closed.
Man, funnier when it's well.
And finally.
No.
Funnier when it's
just good.
That was funny that we had to explain it.
I know you want me to keep going so you can eat more, but I'm going to stop now. Yeah, I know how this works. Researchers in Hawaii recently put webcams on the fins of sharks. Ooh. To get a first-hand view of what the sharks see. First thing they saw a shark eating was the guy who strapped a webcam on his fin.
Oh, great footage.
Yeah. Tough job, right? The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. See, you saved it. You saved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There
he goes, Bill Cleveland. My wife did another one of those wifeism things.
Oh, yeah?
Our grandson's at the house. So he likes Superman. He's got a drinking cup. He's 17 months. He's got Superman on it. So my wife points and says, Superman, he likes Superman? And then he puts his arms up like he's flying, and she says, Superman, here I come to save the day. I said, that's Mighty Mouse. You're going to screw him all up. She goes, what? What's the Superman? I said, it's a bird. It's a plane. Not here I come to save the day. That's Mighty Mouse. And then she said, the next day, she points to Superman cup and she says, Superman, it's a light. It's a bird. I said, what?
It's a light.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, you're going to have to pull your grandson aside at a certain point.
Your grandma, I'm going to have to have the courts remove her from the
courts
from the scene and restraining order, because she's going to have him all messed up. He'll go to school and tell those other kids. They'll laugh at him.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sad. American Equity Mortgage has a phone number I want you to remember, and I want you to remember that one part of it separates it from other wannabes or sound-alike companies or phone numbers. 314-878-9999. That's the number you want to call if you want to reach American Equity Mortgage, and I think you probably do, because for over 23 years, they've saved a lot of people a lot of money, and one of the ways they've done it is showing them how easy it is to use the equity in your home, if you're a homeowner, to borrow smart money. Smart money is real low interest loan money. That's smart money. And I'll show you a couple of ways you can do that. Debt consolidation or home equity loan. They're pretty